Aber ich denke, es war das, die noch nicht gegangen ist.
Not an easy task. Already had, can I know the 7 speakers banging away at Hanukkah? I would imagine that wasn't because I didn't have the schir to hear all the gossip. I would imagine that it's mamish coming out of your ears. So it's a bit difficult to know what to speak about. It hasn't already been spoken about. I decided therefore to say a few words out of Shabbos on something which hopefully hasn't been touched upon beforehand, and that is Mizmor Shir Chanukah HaBayis L'David. It's a capital in Tehillim, capital Lamed, and the Minhag Yisroel is that during Chanukah one says this capital. There are, as you probably know, various minhagim. When you say it, how you say it. Some say it in Shachris, before, after the Shir Shel Yoyim, in Chanukah, the end of Davnik. Some say it before the Shir Shel Yoyim, the Sumim Nisa. Some say it in the morning and in the evening. Some say, don't say it in davening at all. In the middle, I believe, minig tzans, although I'm not a tzans of chosid. I believe they sing it in the middle of the suda, or during the suda. And there are others who don't say the mizmor shel yoyim, only say mizmor shel chanukah, or by it love instead of the shel yoyim. Okay, no. In hogi yisur. Kulam kedoshim, kulam berurim. What's the makoyer of the minig? The makoyer of the minig to say it on Chanukah is a tour. Tour of the Rishonim, Kuf Lamed Gimel. The tour says, without any explanation, you say, Mizmor Shir Chanukah HaBayis L'David on Chanukah. Zero. And the Mefarshim say that its connection with Chanukah is A. that the Mishkan, when it was finished in the time in the Midbar, and even in the Midbar, although it wasn't actually set up to run the Hakimoi until Chodesh Nisan, but the Boyanish wanted to wait until Chodesh Nisan, which is the month in which Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak was the first Korban, and maybe the Boyanish wanted that the Binyan HaMishkan for Korbanos should be in his man of Yitzchak Avinu's there, the Chodesh Nisan. So he left it. Over the memory is that the Mishkan was finished, completed in Chof Hei Kislev. It was ready from the point of view of everything was already made. So the Mishkan finished Chof Hei, and the Rebbeinu Shalom sort of made a promise that I know I've finished Chof Hei, but it's not going to be up and running on Chof Hei. But there will be a Beis HaMikdash at a later time, which will so to be put to use on Chof Hei Kislev, i.e. the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Chanukah, when the Yevonim destroyed it and the Klal Yisrael re-inaugurated it. That was Chof Hei Kislev. The Mele Hayois is the Mishkan of old was finished Chof Hei Kislev, and the new and the Beis HaMikdash was re-inaugurated on Chof Hei Kislev at the time of the Yevonim. The Mele Mizmor Shir Chanukah HaBayis, it is man of Chanukah HaBayis, the David in which David the Melech had a hand. So, the Pele is, and I don't know whether you've ever thought about it, I'm sure you must have thought about it. If you read Mizmor Shir Chanukah HaBayis of David, you will not find any reference there whatsoever to Chanukah HaBayis. There's nothing in it that's got to do with Chanukah HaBayis. David the Melech, thanks to the Boyne Shalom Shabbat, they helped him for Aini, he went crank. I was ill, Baruch Hashem Helitim and Shol Navshi, Atzileinu Miroid, Felisa Machta Oivaili, Haret Vegen Oivim, Haret Vegen Sonim, Haret Vegen Krankheit, talking about ill, being ill, there's shame of that. I mean, David went through the whole gamut of illnesses and Sonim, and Chrodfim, and all of them in that. What sort of Tamizma Shir Chanukas Habayis Domi? It's sort of the first time Shir Chanukas, Chanukas Habayis, Basulah, end of the story, never had mentioned any more in the old Mizma about Chanukas Habayis. What's the hesitation? I'm sure it must have disturbed you greatly. Well, if it didn't, it should have. So I looked around. In the Malbim, probably for that reason, I can't remember so long time since I've seen the Malbim. The Malbim, I think, says that for that reason, he touches the whole mizmor. Now, it says Shin Chanukas Habayis, and Bayis doesn't refer to the Beis Hamikdash, but Bayis is a name, a synonym for his goof, for his body. It's the Bayis which encloses his Metzias. And then everything that went on in his Bayis, in his goof, everything that happened to him. Malvin, Dark Bakoidish. No, can I touch him? Oh, the Rishonim don't touch like that. Rashi, Ibn Ezra, all the Kadmoinim, and if you look into him, they all told me, Shir Chanukas Habayis, Kim Shutas, Chanukas Habayis, Beis HaMikdash, Nishkin Bayis, Agus, Beis HaMikdash. So what's Shutna done? So I looked around a little, and I found two Mehalchim, which I'd like to convey to you, the two Mehalchim. One of them is a bit Alpi Drush, and one is Alpi Aloch. And this is Zalman Zichron Livrach in one of his Svarim on Kochim, famous Sefer of Mr. Zalman Eben Hazel. In his Sefer on Kochim, says the following deal. What David HaMelech here is, he's telling us, when you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say Shevach V'Hidor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you go about it? So this is Zalman. A person, somebody is poor, his money has suddenly disappeared. So we eat it. So he doesn't talk to the Boru, and the Boru says, sick me panos, that one panos. Then he becomes ill. He forgets all about his panos, but he makes me gesund. When he becomes well, then he remembers of the Chodesh Kipanos, they haven't been that Panos. If Baruch Hashem, the Rebbe Nishlan, sends him Panos, Oitzachu from Baruch Hashem, the Yodah Chodesh, then he thanks the Rebbe Nishlan for the wonderful things that he's got, and the poverty beforehand is forgotten, the crankheit beforehand is forgotten, also to forget him. When he stood at the top of the pinnacle, Baruch Hashem, everything's riding the crest of the wave, all his previous experiences and what he went through and how the Rebbeinu Shem saved him from him at those times, that's a shanah forget. It belongs to history. So the Dovid Lechem finishes. Mizmer Shir Chanukas Habayis to David, although Baruch Hashem now, we arrived at the stage of the sort of the chayfetz lev of David HaMelech, that he should have a hand in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, it was absolutely the achievement of his life. Mizmer Shir Chanukas Hashem Chazoich again to have a chelik in the Chanukas Habayis. However, that doesn't mean to say that I forget everything that's happened in the past. Ich gedenk noch, years gone by, bin ich wenn krank, years gone by, people who write for me and said, duch gang, such a misfortune, such a misfortune. In other words, the fact that I've now reached the stage of happiness, of Mizmer Shir Chanukas Habayis, which is my lifelong ambition, that I should have a chelik in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Aber vergess nicht to thank him, the Rebbeinu Shloim, for all the earlier things that went on in your lifetime. You were crank and the Rebbeinu Shloim healed you, you were poor and the Rebbeinu Shloim gave you panosa, and you were in danger, the Rebbeinu Shloim saved your life. The fact that you've now reached a massive of Shir Chanukas Habayis, which is the greatest thing that Yankee David HaMelech could achieve in his lifetime, you should not forget all the earlier things that went on in your lifetime. Don't push them into the background. Remember them continuously. What you went through, what has happened to you, and how the Rebbeinu Shloim saved you years and years gone by. Mamela it's a mizma shihanugazai so David Ave Aramimchova Tifaini Mazaini and you help me then those things are still in my memory and I keep on thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for what he did in the past, although I'm now in a completely different plane of existence. They look to Mrs. Alman, this is Pshat Mishmash Hanukkah. It starts with Hanukkah, he then goes through the past, what he suffered, and how the Bernstein helped him, and he doesn't forget. It's a limb of Godel, person, Muchitzach, and Baruch Hashem, the Bernstein puts him on his 2 feet, and the grace of Gevir, and the grace of Knacker. Of he gedenkt, you remember what happened to you up to now? Keep it in your mind, sir. Keep remembering it and keep on thanking the Rebbeinu for what he did, all the smaller things that he did in the past. This Mishmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis. As he said to Mr. Zalman, in an Hakdama to Chelik Beis of Kutch. As he learned the Pshat in Mishmar Shir Chanukah. No, Tamahal. But there is another Mahalach. Mahalach which I once saw, well, Rosh Yeshiva, now it's a soil, if I'm not mistaken, he's still alive, Zol HaLedin. He used to be Rosh Yeshiva in Ostrovtsa. He used to be Bismarck, but his yeshiva still in our base. And the Yid, Gizot Abshat in the Mizmah Shir Chanukah, which at the time when I saw it, it tickled my fancy. We say Mizmah Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. I mean, David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. The builder of the Beis HaMikdash was Shlomo HaMelech. What chelik did David HaMelech have in the Beis HaMikdash? He had no chelik in the Beis HaMikdash. L'chura. It was Shlomo's. But the Gemara in Zvachim, Dachav Dalit, says that David HaMelech had a very tangible part in the Beis HaMikdash. David Kiddushes HaRitzpah. Shlomo HaMelech with the Beis HaMikdash and the Kaddish of the Beis HaMikdash. First Beis HaMikdash is David HaMelech was Mekaddish the Ritzpah, the floor, so to speak, the foundations of the Mikdash, Pshuta Kibashmur, was a Kiddush which David HaMelech made. Shlomo HaMelech was Mekaddish the Binyan, and all the rest. Over the Ritzpah, the floor, foundations of the Beis HaMikdash was Kodush al Duch David HaMelech. This is the Mishnah in Shavuos, after Zvav in Shavuos, I think the beginning of the second Perek. The Mishnah says there that you have to, if you're Mekadosh, the Kedushas HaMikdosh is a whole procedure. You have to have a Melech, you have to have a Novi, you have to have a Bezdin, you have Shtei Toido, it's like, I'm some Mahalach state in the Mishnah after Zvav in Shavuos, how you Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdosh? David HaMelech participated in that Kiddush as Melech the Yisrael. He was Mekadosh the Ritzpah. As I said, the Gemara in Zvachim that chubda. I'm just asking the Stira from the Gemara. Shpeta, no matter what, Mahalach at all. Koi this, I'm not sure I'm getting some of the Shishiyah Zvachim. They state the Gemara. Mele, in order to be able to be Mekadosh, to be some Mikdosh, David HaMelech had to have a din of a Melech. That's one of the conditions of Kiddush. Kiddush mit Melech, mit Novich, they tell you, so Ned and Kehil again, all part of the procedure. So David as Melech the Yisrael, was Zoicha to be Mekadosh, that was his Chelik in the Chanukah Sabbath. And that required in Melech. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin finds a contradiction in Pesukim in the life of David HaMelech. The Tanakh details the life of David HaMelech, how many years he spent in Hebron, how many years he spent elsewhere, and there are stilas in the Pesukim. In one pasuk it says in Hebron he was there for 7 years, in one pasuk says that he was there for 7.5 years. Was he a Melech for 7 years or a Melech for 7.5 years? So steals him sukkah. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Af Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, comes to the conclusion that Emes he was there for 7.5 years, but he wasn't a Melech for 7.5 years. Was it Pshat? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he became a Metzoira. David Melech became a Metzoira, and says Rashi, Lo Nechshav Ki'ilu Malchusoi Shleima. A Melech who becomes a Metzoira, and he's the Melech from Agzuntemet. Metzoira and Tzeras, as we know, is not Stamma Krankheit. Metzeras is a Oynish Min HaShemayim, a Ruch Nusdika Machle, which is sent because of Chatoim. And therefore it was a pigam, so to speak, in the Malchus of David HaMelech that he should become a Metzoira. And for 6 months he was a Metzoira. Ki'ilu, says Rashi, Ein Malchusoi Shleima. Namele, when we say he was a Melech for 7 years, although he was actually there for 7.5, is because his Malchus, the Shleimus, was for 7 years. The other 6 months, the Geder Tzeras. And the bring, the Mephoshim bring, a Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Hurius Daf Yud, the Melech Shenitz Tarea Miskapir B'Seira Kehedyut. Says Azoy, and a person does a Averus, there are certain Kavonas which he has to bring. If he's a Hedyut, an ordinary person, he brings such Kavonas. If he's a Melech, the Torah calls him a Nossi, if he's a Melech, he brings different Kavonas. So the karbonos of chet of a melech are different from the karbonos of the chet of a hedyut. Says the Gemara in Hurius, a melech, somebody is in his tareya miskater b'seiro kehedyut. At the time he was a melech, but he was a metzoyer and he does chatoim, then the karbonos that he brings are karbonos of a hedyut, not of a melech. And Rashi says, nase chofshi min hamalchus kehedyut. He becomes free, sort of released from his dargah of Malchus, and he's dealt with as a hedyut vis-a-vis his karbonos because he's a mitzvah. He says that for a period of time David HaMelech was a mitzvah, and as a mitzvah dinoi kehedyut, all the karbonos that he brought b'shachon dinoi kehedyut, he lost his matzav Melech Yisrael. They state in Gemara in Sanhedrin. In Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, state a different shot. Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah state there was a period in David HaMelech's lifetime when he lost his Malchus. The Yerushalmi doesn't say because of Tzeras. The Yerushalmi says there was another reason. There was a period in David HaMelech's lifetime when he had to run away from his son Avshalom. Avshalom was roid at him. Ad kedekach that Avshalom wanted to kill him if possible. So Moshe Nidik is after Tzachna filling there. Avshalom then, Avshalom took everything that belonged to his father, his wives, his gain, his property. And he wanted to kill him. And David HaMelech became a nirdav from his son Avshalom. Stating the Yerushalmi that at that period of time, when David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom, hayim mischapir oz kehedyut. Then any averus that he did in that time which required a korban, the korban which you'd have to bring was the korban of a hedyut, not of a melech. And I've then bring the Yerushalmi posuk, I say by melech Yisrael, leman yilmed liyiras Hashem elokov, she'ein al gabov ela Hashem elokov. When is he considered a melech? When the only authority that he accepts, so to speak, above him is Hashem elokov. But if, unfortunately, he has, so to speak, another authority of him, chasing after him, from whom he's afraid of his own son, it is not Hashem Elokov, but Hashem Elokov is Avshalom, like Tavik. Or from them, Ech Yireh. This is Nishkinasim. This is Nishkin Melech B'Yisrael. Melech B'Yisrael is only Mekabel, is only the Morus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's afraid of somebody else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's Nish the Bedarge of Melech. Maybe that the Yerushalmi in Yosh Hashanah, that at that period of time when he was Borea, when he was running away from Avshalom, or the Nishgakin Div Melech, this Catholic Hedyot, thus is the period in David HaMelech's life. Now, I can't describe to you or discuss with you the historical, whether these are two separate periods. All I can tell you is, there is a Sefer Prosh Asterochin. Prosh Asterochin was written by the Mishnah HaMelech, as you know. And the Mishnah HaMelech is of the opinion that both of those in Yonim are correct. David HaMelech lost his Malchus for the period of time when he was running away. And David the Melech also lost the Malzim. In other words, Sardis Nishka Machlik is Yerushalayim mit Bavli, both are correct. David the Melech was Nistareya, David the Melech was Abireach. For both of those Sibbas, David HaMelech lost his Malzim for that period of time. At least in Proshus Drach, both are correct. There's no Stira in the Bavli and the Yerushalayim as far as the Etzim Zach is concerned. Well, Hayoitzim is there. I've always come and if so. That Lu Yitzuya, David HaMelech would have, for the rest of his life, so to speak, been a Nirdif from Avshalom, then he wouldn't have become Melech. He wouldn't have been Ois Melech. Lu Yitzuya, he would have remained with his Tzara'as, he's the right Ois Melech. And his Kapika had it. And the whole is that Hechatimtza of David HaMelech being able to be Mekadosh the Ritzvah and have a Chelik in the Chanukah Habayis, what does he mean? Because for that you need a Din Melech. And so long as a person is not going to Din Melech, then he cannot be Mekadosh the Ritzvah, because for that you need Kedushas in that Din Melech. If David HaMelech wouldn't have had the Din Melech, well, then he can't Mekadosh, and he wouldn't have that Chelik in Kedushas Habayis. In Ebazoi, if you look now at the words of Mizmor Shir Chanukas, you examine them a little closer, you'll see Mizmor Shir Chanukas Abayi to David. Aroi mincho Hashem kidi lisoni veloi simachta uyuvai li. I thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for that is you didn't allow the enemies to get the better of me. Who are the enemies? Enemies, Avshalom, the other Rotsin. But if those people would have got the better of me and I would have become a Nirdah, for the major Nirdah, it was not Shaykh, I should have been Din Melech, I would have lost my Din Melech, I wouldn't have been able to be Mekayim, Mizmer, Shir, Chanukah, Havayis, and David, I wouldn't be a Melech. So the first possible evolution, Machto Oyvaili, refers to that period where he would have lost his Malchus, Machmus the Oyevim, who chased after him. Shivate Elecho Vatir Poeini. Ich dankte Echri Poeini Shalom, was mich geschickt hat erfuhr. Because if I would have remained with my Machlev Tzadaas, then I would also would have not have had my Din Melech, and if I not my Din Melech, then I would not have been able to make Kaddish, or have a Chelik in the Chanukah Tavayis. States and set and goes through thanking the voice of all this. And then he finishes off. Hofachto misvado, mispedi, lamazali. You have changed over my mispaid. What's my mispaid? Never had a mispaid. Hafalon, my son, Avshalom. Never had a hesped. On top of the melech, he's got the hesped. And what's for the hesped? We shouldn't have to get that. This is. It's Kedai, Efshe. That's me. If I saw in one of the local, one of the recent publications, this is now the yard site of Chaim Shmulevitz, the Chatzadik of Kodesh Livroch, to go in the Shishiva Mir. And I must tell you one of the stories of the Chaim. Mamish Mir Tangifal Mavr. The Beli Lapin Zechayim Livroch used to say, still the Chatzachol Nishtun, Chatzacholi, the Beli Lapin used to say, as something falls into your mind, b'shas, when you're speaking, the simon and shemaim medaf the sibazo. There's the belly there. Ich bin nicht die Tage, aber es ist doch hart, ich bin immer gut zu sagen. Chaim Shmulevitz, ich höre in der Woche, was once taking a walk, and he came near to Yad Avshalom. Yad Avshalom. That's the... Then was put up. I've shown them for what's my matter. They have shown them. Come and it's my business. Yeah, I've shown. And he stood there. It was a time when never the Yidden were engaged in Shvera Matzot. And he stood there for quite a long time. And the people who were malavi him waited for him for Shtetzach. And when he'd finished, they said to him, Rebbe, what's this to Gizendo? What's this? We've gone past Yad Avshalom many times. What's this to Gizendo? Yad Avshalom? What was. Halazong Zutta. I'll tell you what I thought. I was thinking to myself, it's never been in Jewish history, as I'm in matters, that a son should chase after his father and want to kill him. We'd get one of that. So you don't kiss over that. That's a stammer, say. David HaMelech was the son of Melech HaMashiach, and as a tzaddik, as a nimnu midas Yisrael, as a mishum in the conventions, built him a shum, a kenish with a tracht, and imagine the greatness of the Melech. As a min mensh, ala hob mazun, as will him hagi, sin shay. As a tragedia, he couldn't believe. Can't believe it. That shows you to what extent I've shown him, as a min midas a conventional, will him hagi, that happened to him. Say, I was there. When Avshalom died, David the Melech had looked at the Esther of him. Seven times, as of the month, B'ni, had Gedet. And Tosis, I think, I haven't looked it up now, but Tosis actually brings a, in Tosis and Soita brings a Yishalmi, as every time he mentioned B'ni, he pulled him out of one of the Shiva, Avshalom out of one of the Shiva Madura Gehenna. And then he mentioned him an eighth time, Aranchi stuck in Ganei. Also given the head to the doctor said, if he came to the stain, how can a person say a hesped with azar avas and azar slavas from the sun azar rosha merusha that there was a tongue after his antaten, and he can stand there and say azar varma hesped maroi schleppen from gehenim narein legen ganeden b'ni it should have severed every contact with b'ni with the tata azar minkin. Of the Nishtase. Le Maisus, of course, of the Gesottene Hesbet. It was the Pshat. So the prime the Pshat is, as the Ava of a father to a child, hot nishke gru, stars on gru. It will make a difference what your child does to you. Aber it is dein Kind, and it is a Taten. And Abel is dein Kind, and it is a Taten. You can manage to work on yourself to the extent that if you are that Kind, can my Wilman a Reustadt and can a Mann schaffen can make. It doesn't make any difference. Those are the Gatlas. Aber ich gesagt, ey, was ey? Ribbene Schwellen steht, Klaus und Bonim Atem Hashem in der Kirche. Klaus und seine eigenen Kinder. What difference does it make how we are behaving? Wir sind ärgste Volk auf der Welt, aber du bist unsere Tate. And our Tate's love for a child, hat nicht kein Gewu. It's got no, there's no limits. So Mele, Ribbene Schwellen, we're in such difficult times, weiß du es, we're not behaving as we should behave. Aber wir sind doch nicht ärger wie Absolens, aber nicht ärger. Is if David and Melech can arroy schlep maf sholem from his army massive mit b'ni zogli boyens lo klaus with b'ni we schlep us arroy from Gehenem help us us das hat nicht gekocht das hat was getracht when I looked at the other shot chweiss nicht in mir worden als er getracht looking at the other shot das ist a prime schon leider zu finden mehr joitze mit vorein as whatever David and Melech said in his capital Tehillim referring to the Fuhrs and referring to Sonim, he had in mind the Sonim which made him a Boreach and the Machler a Metzoyra which made him a Metzoyra, both of which would have prevented him from becoming a Melech in Yisrael. And if he's not a Melech in Yisrael, then he wouldn't be able to make Kaddish the Ritzvah, and he wouldn't be able to have a Chelek in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a mizmer shir hanukas abayis for David. That which I'm able to sing a shir because I had a chelik hanukas abayis is why the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't geholfen me and I've taken over my machle vatir boeini and because of fach the mispadi you changed over the mispad that I had to say nebuch my son Avshalom our Baruch Hashem yes leider ze nicht da aber le machle ich bin gewohnt a sikl simcha ich bin zirik a melech kann ich mit Kaddish an Rizpo pitachto saki. Saki is a lot of navelus, because when a person is a ovel, is a matzoilus of the Ram Motadin as if you're ovel, as if you're tuta, as if you're sakveva. Pitachto saki! You've taken away that avelus of tzaraas! That has reini simcha. Yet as mitzvigi gave him the simcha, if the mitzvika melech, a vazeila mani is a melech, can if I sing in your praises, and I can become a melech, and I'll be mekadish to this from the Beis HaMikdash. Thus is the taich in this Mishnah. There you saw that David HaMelech lost his meluche as a result of tzaraas and as a result of being a nirdus Das a Yisod, bem es, the Yisod steht in Zofnus Panech. In Zofnus Panech, in, if those of you who got his Chidushim, you're not the easy man to understand the Zofnus Panech. One of the only people who understood him was Zevin, Chidin Roche, he understood the Zofnus Panech, and he gave out his Chidushim. And in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Tes, he quotes the Chidushim of the Zofnus Panech, and the Zofnus Panech and Daf Mem Tes in Sanhedrin says, but as you know, you remember, those of you who remember a little bit your Tanakh will remember that Shimi ben Gera was a Yid who accosted David HaMelech when David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom. Shimi ben Gera met up with him and gave him what the Tanakh calls a klala nimres. He was mekallim for Allah and the Son. I'm sure to get that. Say Dorton in Sofnus Paneach that although somebody who's Mevazet a Melech is a Muirid B'malchus and Chayv Nisa, state in Tanach David HaMelech didn't kill him. Never in his lifetime did David HaMelech kill him. Even later on when he became a Melech, he didn't kill him. Zot the Sofnus Paneach, he couldn't kill him, Al Pi Halacha, because Shimon Ben Gera was not a Muirid B'malchus, Favos. Because when he was Mekalil him, he was when he was a Bereach. And when he's Bereach, Mekafika the seal of Kehediot. He was out in his Gakin in the Melech. He was in his Kamari of Malchus came in his house. The Zay State and Sophus for it. Can Gutta Zachant in his Yamah. It wasn't very nice. They gave him a solid in letters. I feel a poshti Yidnish to Mamela, and he deserved to get what he got in the end. But he didn't die because he was a Moed of Malchus. Shloime, if you remember from Tanakh, David HaMelech told his son Shloime, Zuch an andre eitze, how to get rid of Shimi ben Gera, of Alt Moide ben Melech and Ishma. As they state in Sofnus Panech, it's not Muchach his Pshat, because it could well, in Ramon Shet Mefurish, that even somebody who's a Moirid ben Melech, it's not a Chiyuv of the Melech, Rushus la Melech lehorgon, Rushus la Melech lehorgon. Maybe it could be that David HaMelech didn't want to kill him because it would look to people if he's only taking vengeance for personal insults. David HaMelech can sling him on insults. He wasn't mechuyev to kill him. He said, Rambam, Roshus LaMelech LaHargol B'cheref. As Ishtim Rambam. Melech is not mechuyev to he wasn't a Moedim Melech. It's like he was. But even if he was a Moedim Melech, it's not mechuyev to him. But they say, Tavnus Melech. In Agavulche, I once saw, it was a Yid in London, I don't know whether any of you may have met him, I had the Tzchi one time to meet him, once, the Tzvi Ferber, the Chodin Livrochen, Rovin, I was going to say Rovin Soho, but it wouldn't be exactly the right place to be. Anyhow, his base of Medris was in that area. State in Tanakh, that when David HaMelech was reinstated as king, that was after Avshalom died and David HaMelech got his Malchus back. State in Tanakh in Shmuel Beis Capital Yutes, Vayimahir Shimi Ben Gera Ben Ayimini, Vayered Im Ish Yehuda Likras HaMelech Dov. When David became Melech again, Shimon ben Gera, I suppose, had a change of heart or whatever reason, and he decided he's going to go and he's going to ask the David HaMelech to be Moichel. So he went. So he came, Loredes Likras Adoni HaMelech, state, Vayan Avishai ben Tzeruya. His Avishai ben Tzeruya was standing there, Vayoymer, and he said to David HaMelech, Hasach Zois. Lo yuma shimi ki kile le tsmshech hashem. Are you going to sort of be mekabel upon him? Shimi megay, let him come anywhere near you. The way so sort of the gemach that kile le tsmshech hashem. Vayoyim David, ma li v'lochem b'nei tsruya. What's the dan geschäft? Vayoyim ha-melech on shimi, we go to zoi. Ha yumas ish vi yisrael, haloi yodati ki hayoyim ani melech al yisrael. What's after though? Everybody knows he was now Melech. What's he saying to Avishai? Ki haloi yodati ki hayoyim ani Melech al Yisrael. What's up to hayoyim ani Melech? Why he said hayoyim ani Melech? So the Befeir of the Chiri of Roche, er hat gesagt, ich kenne nicht Hargen. Allo yodati ki hayoim ani melech, ich bin otsi jetz bin ich ein Melech, früher bin ich nicht wenke Melech. Mil akon kin was a Melech moiri be Malchus, I wasn't a Melech before. No hayoim ani melech, hayoim ani melech, kenne ich mich nicht Hargen, ich bin nicht Melech, I wasn't a Melech, muss ich kein Gott nicht mehr. Sie steht in Zoffnis von der, aber in Avnenese steht nicht. In Avnenese, those who are Chassidisch inclined and prefer to be Chassidisch inclined and be the Litvische Chassidisch. In Avnenese steht, as a halt, as although the Gemara, side of Yishalmi, side of Babli, says that at the time when he was a Boileach, or when he was a Metzoyra, Nischapir, Kehedjip, Seira, Yadasira, does a Nish can Raya Nish can Melech. What it means is Sadin in Kapora. And as far as the Karbonas is concerned, the Karbonas are Din Hedyut. But there's no Din of Melchus. But Moshe, if he was always Melech, then why don't we find that later on when he became Melech, should have a new Mashiach? Should have another Moshech as a Melech? That's my first Mashiach. We finished with the first Mashiach. Elamai, and it's always Melech. There was then Din of Kapora. The Kapora is that they have to bring a Kapora like a Hedyut. Oh, but it doesn't mean to say Lucius Malchus and there's no fresh Mashiach afterwards. No, there's Mechulach and the answer is sod. Oh, but the Kasha from Mashiach and Ishin Kasha. But Shteit Mefudish, as a Ben Melech doesn't need Mashiach. When a father dies and son doesn't need Mashiach. No, if he himself becomes a Melech and is healthy, if he Ben Melech. My Leiva, Ben Melech, that's not something to be Mashiach. If he becomes a Melech and he becomes himself to be Melech, is healthy, if he Ben Melech, Ben Melech, that's not something to be Mashiach. That's Ishin Kasha. Aber dann im Chulik, die ich sagt, in Weile, der ganze Mahalach in Shemizm und Shech Hanuk dabei ist, that he lost the Din Malchus, and he thanked the Reboinishum that he was healthy, he became ill, and he became better again, all things, to be able to Mishra, das ist alles leut den Tzadam und Onem und Abshat, that those things cost him his Malchus, and therefore he thanked the Reboinishum, he got his Malchus back, he was able to be Mekadish Levitz from Abnachir. Aber if you say like that, Abdi Nezer, as Abshat, didn't lose his Malchus, it's a chayam to vote, nicht ois gassen. Some leaves, and this I leave you as a parting shot. I read you out the Rambam in Hilchus Melochim in Peder Gimel Halacha Ches. Kol Asoyer v'Melech Yisrael Yesh leMelech Rishus leHorgay. Anybody who goes against the wishes of the Melech has permission. Yesh leMelech Rishus leHorgay. Vafila gozar al echod mishar ha'om. Shiyelech l'mokum ploini. Melech ruft Yankel. So Yankel, gain case, koit me a stickle for the breitla for Shabbos. Vildo yeholach? Chai misa. Any request of the Melech to one of his subjects to do something which he doesn't fulfill, it carries with it a chai misa. Ve'imrotzu lahorgoi, if he wants to kill him, you're the kind of Malkin. No, them's up to Ram Mosai. Vechain is the punchline. Vechain, call him a vazir Samelech. Anybody who is mevazir the Melech, or Yam a Charfoy, or Sakhirufim Kutlolas against the Melech, Yesh le Melech Rishus le Horgoy, Kishimi Ben Gero. Kol ha-mevazir is ha-melech oi ha-mecharfe yesh le-melech rishus le-hargoy dos ha-din az moirid ve-melech kishimi ben-geiro steht bevor ich in Rambam adin shimi ben-geiro ha-geben ha-moirid ve-malko Ezrain das ist die Kasche nicht auf mir der war gechoven sich zu sechert so ich habe mir vorisch als ich sagte als ich sarambam mein Rambam ist der Posseg man kennt sich Dinge das haben wir schon öfter Dinge dachte mir if I'm not mistaken there's a Me'iri in Sanhedrin I hadn't had time to look up the Me'iri in Sanhedrin but I've seen once before the Me'iri brought the Me'iri held me vorisch als ich war neues Melech. He was Oismelech, he wasn't a Melech. But from Raman Zetman, he should say, from Raman Zetman, that when Shimi ben Gera was Mekalel and he had a din of Melech, why is Oismelech the Rambam learns that the fact is Mishapis, a din in Kapore. But then he's Oismelech, and Bemis got a din from Mawri ben Malchus. Why didn't Dom kill him? Because not Mechuyim to kill him, he left it over for Shloime. But the Pshat in Mishma Shich Hanukas is built on the Yisoyis, like the Tzofnis of Anech, as if we see Mishapis Gehedget, why is Oismelech, as if Raman Zogt, Ein Malchusoy, der Rashi sagt, Chofshi min Amalchus, Chofshi is an Ishke Melech, at the Gedank der Rebbeinisch und für his Refuah, and the fact that he was saved to restore him to his Malchus, then he would be able to participate and have a chelik in Mizmah Shir Chanukah Sabayis.